Chapter 14. Catherine drove straight to the hospital. Nathan was still asleep, the heart monitor beeping faithfully while morphine dripped slowly into his thin veins. The night nurse didn't have much to report. Nathan remained on intravenous fluids. His temp was down, his pain under control. Maybe tomorrow he could go home. She'd have to consult with a doctor. Catherine looked down the long shadowed halls. Machines beeped, respirators hummed, patients thrashed restlessly in their curtained-off beds. But it was still a hospital at night. Too few nurses, too many strangers. Dark corners everywhere. "Nathan's very sick," she said again. "Yes." "I think he needs more nursing care. Is there a private nurse I could hire? Staff of some sort I'm willing to pay?" The nurse gave her a look. "You know, ma'am, in this mansion, it's just us servants tending the rooms." "He's my child," Catherine said quietly. "I'm worried about him."
"Honey, they're all somebody's children."
The nurse wouldn't help her. Catherine finally buzzed the doctor on call, but he refused to sign a release. Nathan needed to remain at the hospital, particularly given his condition. And what condition is that, she thought wildly. The infamous condition nobody can identify? Briefly, she contemplated calling Tony Rocco. She could beg, she could plead. Maybe Tony would come down, sign Nathan's release. And what then? She'd take Nathan home where he'd be magically safe? "Boo," the message had read. "Boo." Inside her own car, parked in her father's driveway, written in her lipstick. She left the hospital, footsteps fast, hands shaking. At home, she went manically from room to room. The reporters clustered outside her brownstone were gone. Police, too. Where were the vultures when you needed them? Someone else had probably gotten shot tonight. Or maybe a senator had gotten caught with his cute young aide. Even the dubious celebrity of infamy could last only so long. She checked doors and windows, turned on lights until her townhouse glowed like a landing strip. The master bedroom thwarted her, however. The police still considered it a crime scene, and she wasn't allowed to touch anything. Easy for them to say. They had patched the shattered slider with sheets of plastic. It didn't even block the goddamn wind. How was that going to stop an intruder? She'd move the bureau, shove it in front of the slider. Of course, if it was light enough for her to move, it would definitely be light enough for a man to move.